Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today, WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension offices, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you.
Pleasure to chat with you always, Carmen. And we have good topics today, March being Nutrition Month, also Living Well Month. So just start us in on Nutrition Month, if you would, Carmen.
So when we think about Nutrition Month, the theme this year is Food Connects Us. And we actually are offering a virtual program next Tuesday, March the 18th at 10 o'clock with that title, Food Connects Us, because it really is a way that we can go back to our cultures, our family, our friends. Sharing a meal is a great opportunity to learn about how it's prepared, who made it, where the ingredients came from. And we can think about memories, traditions, health, seasons, all those things impact our relationship with food. While these factors influence the foods we eat, the foods really also affect our health. So it's just an interesting topic that pretty much anyone could gain some information from.
Terrific. Virtual program. How do folks access it, Carmen?
So they can actually contact the office and we can sign them up. And it's also on our Facebook page. You just click on the QR code and it will take you to the link to sign up. It's really easy. And if people are not available on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, it's not a problem because if you sign up, you'll receive a recording that you can watch at your convenience.
Ah, terrific. Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today and March Nutrition Month. Let's talk about healthy choices. Let's talk about your eating habits and making healthy choices, Carmen.
So we know that choosing healthier food items are the best choices for our body and health, but sometimes we're a little challenged, like where do we even begin to start making some changes for us to be a little bit healthier. So we have a list of tips from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that maybe will give us some suggestions. And the items that we're talking about, the foods we're talking about today, are also SNAP eligible. So they're you could purchase those foods through the Food and Nutrition Services or FNS program. And if people are interested in learning more about SNAP or the Food and Nutrition Services program, they can contact the More in My Basket program. It's a toll-free number, and people can sign up for that. They can also visit the morefood.org website for more information. The number for More in My Basket is 1-855-240-1451. And it really is helpful to have some extra money to help purchase food with the cost of food. And a lot of people are eligible and don't even realize it.
Carmen, talking about healthy eating habits, I'd say maybe a good place to start would be talking about eating fruits. Is that right?
That is a great place to start. And some of us eat fruit, but it might typically just be apples and bananas. So maybe trying to go outside of your comfort zone a little bit and adding some different things. Maybe add some fresh pineapple, which does not taste anything like canned. If you enjoy fresh pineapple, you can kind of get spoiled. But kiwi, mangoes, and we don't have to eat fruit just by itself. We can make a fruit salad. We can add it to cereal or oatmeal or smoothies. There's just a lot of ways to enjoy fruit.
Does it have to, Carmen, does it have to be fresh fruits?
Actually, no. Fresh is great, but frozen and canned fruits are really good choices as well. Just need to make sure if you do purchase canned fruits that you get it in the light syrup, not the heavy, thick syrup. It really is good if you can get it packed in its own juice, or some of them even come packed in water. We don't need a lot of extra calories from that syrup from the canned fruit.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today here on WIFM. It's Nutrition Month, and we're talking about healthy eating habits. We covered fruits. Maybe move on to vegetables, Carmen?
Vegetables can be next. And some people really enjoy raw vegetables with some sort of a dip. Other people might choose to grill them or steam them. We've actually done a lot of, like, sheet pan meals. I love them roasted in the oven. If you use a small amount of cooking spray or a healthy unsaturated oil like olive oil or avocado oil, it gives them a little bit more flavor. Mm-hmm. When we think about vegetables, once again, frozen and canned vegetables also provide great nutrients and mm-hmm. might be a little bit less expensive. Just shop around, find things in season. That's a great way to save a little bit of money on your vegetables and your fruits. Once again, trying to find basic vegetables without a lot of added salt, butter, sauces, those kinds of things are mm-hmm. going to be a healthier choice.
Can we add meat to these fruits and vegetables, Carmen?
We sure can, but just choose those leaner cuts. Remove visible fat from the meat before you cook it. And once again, if you bake it or grill it, that would probably be a healthier option than if we fried it.
Well, sure. And I know we've mentioned about canned fruits, vegetables. We're talking about canned stuff. We're talking about maybe more sodium, too. That's the thing to look out for, right?
That is, because too much sodium can lead to an increase in your blood pressure, which can add more risk for heart disease and stroke. So definitely not an area we want to path that we want to go down. So if we look at our nutrition facts label, that's the perfect way to find out how much sodium is in a product. So check the amount of sodium per serving as well as the number of servings per container. That's where it can sometimes be a little tricky. You might see a bag and it looks like, oh, that looks like kind of a serving. But when you look at the nutrition facts label, you'll see that maybe you were supposed to share that little package with two or three of your friends.
Gets me every time. So, Carmen, folks listening to us today, you're talking about the healthy eating, the fruits, the vegetables, even the lean meats, and you're saying, am I ever going to be allowed to eat my favorite foods again? Let's touch on that a little bit.
There is hope. Yes, you can. Okay. The tips, try not to consume those things that are high in calories, fats, or sugars all the time.
Right.
Just an occasional is fine. Mm-hmm. So if you have a favorite food that might not fit into those categories we've just discussed, don't make it a daily item on your mm-hmm. menu. Just have that as an occasional.
Yeah.
And number two, if there is something that maybe doesn't fit into those categories, just eat a smaller serving of those foods or try to figure out a way that we can make those foods a little bit healthier. There are a lot of substitutions that we can make that you really don't even notice that much difference. One of the things that I've done quite a bit in my house is substituting plain Greek yogurt instead of mayonnaise or sour cream.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, you can add a couple spoonsful of that instead of all that mayonnaise, and that is a great way to make that food a little bit lower in fat and add some great protein, and nobody really even knows the difference.
And all that healthy eating, if you combine it with something else, it's always better, right?
Exercise. And these beautiful spring days are perfect. We've actually been able to walk the last two evenings after work, and it's so nice that it's daylight
mm-hmm.
and not so cold. So get outside and enjoy some fresh air and get in some physical activity on those days that it isn't nice. You can even do things in your home. There's all kinds of videos that you can watch, things that you can do, even like when you're watching TV, just use those commercial breaks as stand-up mm-hmm. breaks.
Yeah.
Get up and down out of your chair several times. Go put something away or do a few little tasks that mm-hmm. might be lingering around that you need to take care of, and you will be surprised at how much physical activity you can fit in just in something that you might not normally think of
sure.
as a way to get exercise.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension Today on WIFM. Carmen, we talked about it being Nutrition Month. We also mentioned the top of the show, Living Well Month. And you sent me a little calendar about living well. If you could touch on just a couple of things, maybe people could do a calendar. Talk about that just a little bit, Carmen.
Sure. So Living Well Month is exactly what it says. When we think about living well, that includes raising kids, eating right, spending smart. There's all kinds of things that we need to do to live well. And March is Living Well Month. And we have a calendar that people can access that has something that we can do every day to just make ourselves a little bit healthier.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something as simple as writing down things that you are grateful for. Today's is actually do some research to learn about a culture that's different from yours. So
wow.
It's a way to just not only make our bodies a little bit healthier, but our minds, our finances, our homes. So it's just a fun way to maybe just take a few minutes to do something a little bit different that is something that you can do to help yourself.
And you can access that calendar how, Carmen?
So we can actually email people that calendar if they want to reach out to us. Once again, we've divided it kind of by week, so that's on our Facebook pages. There's lots of information on there that's fun. So just give us a call. The number at the Surrey office is 336-401-8025, and the number in Allegheny is 336-372-5597, and we will get you a copy, and hopefully everyone can take just a few minutes, not just during the month of March, but all year long, to do some things that will help them to live a little bit better.
Always a wealth of information. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Services. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Look forward to the next time, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.